You don't know if you ever tested for yourself.
When a musician plays piano, the more he has learnt to play by habit, he has less to concentrate on mechanically, and he can develop artistic expression of what he's trying to do.
We were talking the other day to a musician. He says, don't, that's the last thing to do, to fall into a habit when you're learning all the time. Therefore, habit has no place. Oh, no. I mean, if I play mechanical... Now, wait a minute. I'm sitting here. I've talked to you for 45 years, all my life. If it has become a habit,
I think it's a different intelligence coming into play with the piano. It's not habit. It's like driving a motor car. After a time, the actions of the feet and hand are automatic. And if there's danger, the automatic nervous system works the pedals fast.
Of course, sir.
It's a form of intelligence. It's not
that just it. That just it. So don't let us talk about habits at all. Good habit and bad habit. But can the mind, which has been so conditioned in habits, after all it is believing in God is a habit, or not believing in God, saying I am Catholic or a Hindu or a Buddhist is just a habit, a tradition. Now, can the mind uncondition itself from all habit? Habit being opinion. Having opinion, stick to it, and keep on insisting this is right. That's our habit. Have opinions, if it is wrong, change it immediately. Or not, and therefore not have opinions at all. Why should one have opinions about anything? Even about the Prime Minister.
But sir, you have been expressing opinions all your life.
He says, you have been expressing opinions. I'm sorry, I don't think I'm expressing opinion. I'm just stating fact. That's not an opinion. Saying this is a microphone is not an opinion.
You can call it something else.
Huh?
You can call it something else.
No, I'm not calling it something else. I am jealous, full stop. It's not an opinion, it's a fact. I'm angry, it's not a conclusion, it is so, I'm angry. I'm violent. But when I begin to explain how, what violence is, or it should be tackled this way, you must do about, have non-violent state of mind, those are all opinions, conclusions. But to face the fact that one is violent, there is no explanation, no need for opinion. I am brown. There it is. But to say, I shouldn't be brown, I wish I were a little lighter because it's more popular and all the rest of it, and I'm a bit too silly. So can we, please, pursue this to the very end? Can the mind be aware of the habit, whatever it is, end it instantly, not take months, years over it? And that's only possible when your whole being is aware of that fact, not just part of your being, not just a conscious awareness superficially, but the totality of your being aware of a particular habit, like smoking. What is involved in that habit? The occupation with your hands, you know, the whole, all that. Your resistance, your pleasure, your narcotic poisoning of the body and the body demanding it, and so on and on and on, to be totally aware of all that fact. Like those people who are constantly frowning, doing this, something out of their hands, with their face. So that the immediate perception is the immediate action and the ending. But if you say, well, I'll take time, you're already finished. I mean, there is no question. The sharpness, the intelligence, the sensitivity of the mind is in the action and the testing of that action. Give it up. You'll find out. Test it. If I smoke, I want to find out all about it, go into it completely. And if I do, I'll know at the end of it whether I to drop it or not to drop it. I've tested it. So, habit in any form does make the mind dull. Whether it's the habit of pleasure or the avoidance of pain as a habit. That means to be on one's toes all the time. Watching. That means to learn. Learning isn't a habit. It's a constant process. Habit is when you have accumulated through learning, which is the knowledge. Say, I have knowledge, I know. It's only the stupid man who says, I know. If there's constant learning, how can habit exist at all? You better stop, don't you?